Hi guys, thank you for listening to episode 84 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. Today is March 25th, 2017, and I don't know why I always tell you we're at Katie's house, because we're always at Katie's house. Katie has the advantage of not having kids and loud dogs and, you know, whatnot. It's a lot calmer.
Hubbub.
Yes, it's calmer here.
Plus her house is clean.
There's that, too.
I know.
Still kind of clean from girls' night a month ago.
I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah. And it's a nice opportunity to get out for me. I like, you know, to get out and do something that's not in my house and not, while I love my family, it's something I can do on my own. So I'm good with it. And I'm Summer, by the way. You can find me on Ravelry as Summer Yarns, which is SommerYarns, and also on Instagram with the same name. You can also find me on Goodreads. And we do have a Ravelry group, on the Kitchen Stitches group, so you can join us over there. Which one of you wants to introduce yourself next?
I'm Katie. You can find me on Ravelry as KDB, KAYTEEBE. Instagram is KDB with a KT at the end. If you go to my Ravelry profile, you can see my links for Goodreads and things like that.
And I'm Darcy. I'm Slightly Foxed on across all the pretty much everything Ravelry. I think the only difference is on Instagram, I'm Slightly _ Foxed because someone was rude enough to take mine.
So I suspect this one will be a longish one. We've got, I know Katie and I have a lot of knitting to talk about. Darcy's got shenanigans.
I got shenanigans. I've been really inactive otherwise, yeah. But I will share. I love to share shenanigans.
I've got a little bit of in the kitchen. We've got reading and watching. So grab a beverage and settle in and hope you enjoy.
We have the windows open, so, and people are doing yard work and hammering. So if you hear background noise, that's what that is. We shut one of the windows, but we still have a couple open. So people are out and about doing stuff.
It's a beautiful spring day almost.
It's almost really summer. Pretty.
It's a really, really it's pretty a really day. Pretty so day it would be right a shame to shut the windows. So.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to even go into all that. We have all of the regular segments that we always have. I think everything has a little bit in it. So I'll go ahead and start with finished objects. I don't have much. I finished another Kit Kat hat for the Pussy Hat Project. I did not bring it with me. I say I finished it. I actually have still not woven in the ends or put the little stitches in the corner for any of them, but that will be done by Tuesday because I think I'm having lunch with my friend Sarah to give, and we'll give them to her then. So they're close enough to be done, to be called done. I used Sweet Georgia Superwash Merino Worsted and the Berry Tart colorway on all three of those. I managed to get three out of two skeins with some left over. I don't think there would have been enough for four, but unless I did a child size one. And I might, since it's superwash, I might use it to make a charity hat or something and pass it on. So I finished that, and then I finished the Simple Whip WIP Toque by Rachel Smith Anderson, and I used hand spun from Greenwood Fiberworks. It's 100% BFL blue face luster in the mallard colorway, and this turned out so awesome. I'm pretty sure this was a free pattern. If it wasn't free, it was very cheap. It's just basically a hat recipe. She gives stitch counts based on your the weight of yarn that you can, and it's really meant for hand spun. So if you anywhere from fingering up to bulky, you could use this and adjust it to make your hat. And you can make it as slouchy as you want. This one is, it's got a little bit of slouch, but not a whole lot. It feels It just feels wonderful. It's so squishy.
It looks very springy green.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's, I mean, it's striped, but it's got some springy greeny.
Yeah, it's got it's the Mallard colorway was greens and a little bit kind of a tealish and brown, and it did have a little bit of that, like a pop of like purple or a dusky blue, but that just blends in with the greens, making some of the greens darker. I just love it. I'm really happy with that, with how that turned out. And then the only other, well, no, I have two other spinning finished objects. The first I was working on last time, it's the Elemental Fiberworks 80% Polworth, 20% Mohair, 20% Silk in the Venus colorway. And it's kind of a creamsicle mm-hmm. colorway. It actually matches my kitten quite well. It is definitely a fingering weight, and because it's got the silk and the mohair, I'm gonna do socks with it. I don't remember what the I have a tag. It's 356 yards of a fingering weight, so I could make a decent size pair of socks for myself. So the color is not my typical wheelhouse, but on my feet I don't care that much, and I've never made a pair of fingering weight hand knit socks, so I'm gonna try that. And then the other one is a skein on the almost the opposite end of the spectrum in weight. It's a worsted, I guess, maybe light bulky. And it is Two Guys Yarn, and it's mixed BFL in the Spring Blooms colorway. I think it was Spring Blooms. I have not measured the yardage yet since I washed it, but I had kind of measured it before, and it's in the 150 yards range. And it is a beautiful purple, and the mixed BFL is, so you've got the purple dyed with some like natural browns in there, so it's got this nice heathered look. Very, very happy with it. I think this is the first skein I have ever intentionally spun. I decided that I wanted something heavier, and for anybody who spins, you know that the more experience you get, the thinner you tend to spin. So actually deciding to spin thick can be a little challenging, and I did it. I'm very proud of myself because it turned out exactly like I wanted it to. So those are my two finished objects. Katie, do you have any to finish?
I actually finished the Sophisticated Traveler last week.
And that was the one that you were almost done with? Yeah. Okay.
So I did that last week.
Excuse my coughing. I have been, this whole month has been a bust for me. I went from having a really, really bad cold, the worst cold I've had in several years, to having the worst stomach virus that I've had in as long as I can remember. So it's kind of, I'm ready for March to be over. But I am mostly done with the cough. I just realized that I forgot to take allergy medicine today, which is why I've got a little bit of a cough going on. But I'll try not to cough into the speaker. Works in progress. I'll let one of y'all talk since neither one of you have finished objects.
I haven't been really working on a whole lot, to be honest. Shawls here and there, and mm-hmm. but the closest thing I've been working on, it's a Lovey, and it is, hold on, let me find. It's Merlin the Gargoyle by Katie E. Hancock. And I'm mostly done with him. I'm doing it in a Knit Picks chrome. I can't remember which one, but it's like a gray to brown because I wanted to get a stone feel to him.
He's so cute. He's for a gargoyle.
He's almost done. I just finished his tail. He's got giant ears. I still need to do wings and horns for him. And then the way I'm looking at it, and I need to do a cap on the back of his head. I'm making him for, if I ever get a new office, we're in the process of moving at work, or if we ever move. I don't know. So when I do have an office, I needed a gargoyle. So his name is going to be Jerome, after the patron saint of libraries.
Oh.
So
excellent.
So yeah. So he's very, very cute. It's a paid pattern, and it comes in both. It's crochet, and it comes in both British and American terminology.
Nice.
So you don't have to translate. Right.
Yeah.
And it's actually a really well written, a very well written
pattern. I like it. There's some complexity to him.
There is, but it's well written enough that it's not just circles and cones. It's there's enough interest, but not overwhelming. It's completely manageable, and a few skills that I'm gaining, and I think the result is really cute. I think one of the things that works really well for him is the simple fact that he has eyelids.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got toes too.
And toes. Eyelids and toes and little nails on the toes are, I think those are the most compelling things.
Very, very nice touches.
About it's a cute pattern. Mm-hmm. He will live in my office when he's done.
Yay.
And that's really the only thing. I got shawls and stuff going, mm-hmm. but not nothing yep. of any note. Anyway, that's it.
Okay, so I feel like I've done a lot of knitting. I just don't have any FOs. I'm sitting here knitting on my fair. I'm not sure how you would say that. Shawl by Shannon Cook. It's a long crescent, more like a scarf kind of. Uses different texture stitches. It's real elongated. I'm using Plucky Knitter in... Just found a mistake. In Plucky Knitter Scholar in Wonderlust, which is a nice charcoal gray, and Small Batch 21, which is a cream color with gray speckles. So it kind of mirrors a little bit the original. It's a little bit the opposite, but it's similar. So I'm a little bit through that. Last weekend, I had some patio knitting time, so I picked up my OMG heel socks, knitting those toe up. The pattern's by Megan Williams. I'm using a sock blank by Unwind Yarn Company. It's blues with splashes of dark blues and purples and some green. And I did the toe, and I'll probably do the cuff in, I did do the toe in Plucky Knitter Feet using a color called Out of My Hair, which is like a tealy, dark tealy blue. I am not having a problem knitting with the blank. My issue is it's a 3x1 rib, and I can't see the pearls.
Oh.
Part of it, I think, is... Is the color mm-hmm. and the kink. mm-hmm. So I've decided I'm going to just make short socks out of them.
Yeah.
I can tolerate doing another foot, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to do
the ribbing.
Seven inches, 8 inches of ankle.
Yeah.
And while I haven't worn any of the socks I've knit yet, so so I'll just make some shorty socks. Because I might be more likely to wear those, because I do wear short socks, athletic socks in the house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing wrong with the yarn. It's just my eyes have been really kind of bad the last 2 or 3 months. So it's just impossible. It's hard to see. Well, and then I'm using my signature, the new signatures, and they're green, so that may be some of it too, but it's just hard to see the purl stitches. I mean, I can count them and figure out where I'm at, but it just doesn't jump out. And then the other thing I've been knitting on is my Hidden Falls Wrap by Plucky Knitter. That's a pattern designed by her. I'm using Plucky Knitter Primo Erin in Lonesome Highway, which is a charcoaly gray, dark gray. Athos, which is a nice deep red. Green Goddess, which is... it's kind of lime green, maybe. And then Skies of November, which is a really nice blue. And then, and On the Rocks, which is a lighter gray. So the premise of this is that you knit it in the round and you have a number of stitches that are set aside or just plain knit that you then end up dropping the stitches and you cut to make a steek. So the only concern is if I didn't twist the stitches I was supposed to twist. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm 3 out of the 4 color. I'm halfway through the third color, so I have that at work because it's easy enough to pick up and put down because it's in the round.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's getting heavy, but it's at work, so. That's all I have for whips.
Okay, so I am currently, as we speak, working on another simple whip toque. And this one I am using Three Waters Farm hand spun. It's 100% Falkland in the maple leaf rag colorway. And I've never knit with Falkland before. And this,
that's pretty.
It feels really nice. Yeah, and this is, I mean, as can be imagined by the name, it's very, very autumn colors. It's reds and oranges and browns, and I love it. It's just a lot of fun. This is a little lighter weight than the mallard was that I worked with, so I did about 8. I think I cast on 8 more stitches than I did for the other one. I am almost done with this. I just picked it up after several days. I think I'm less than 1 inch away from starting the decreases for the crown. So I will. If I continue working on it today, I will probably finish it today. So there's that one. Then I have, I'll grab the closest. This is the Paralucia shawl by Very Busy Monkey. And I'm doing this. It's, the yarn, what I dyed, it was like a bear yarn by Plymouth. I think it's called Dye Me Happy or... I don't know exactly what it's called, but I used spruce was the dye color I used. So it's a pretty tealy green. And this I had been working on and I had put it aside. So I have finished the garter. It's a crescent shawl with a garter stitch body and then a patterned edging, and I finished the garter stitch and I am about 6 or 7 stitches into the patterning, so making progress on it. It's a fun knit. I mean, it's especially fun now that I've gotten to the patterning part. It's also harder to knit and listen to watch a podcast because I have to go back. I keep my pattern on my iPad, so I have to go back and forth. that's why I didn't get quite as much love this week, because I was watching stuff at the same time. Then I have the Cat's Paw, which is a cowl by Emma Galati. I'm using Ancient Arts Fiber Crafts Fingering Sock Yarn. It's a merino silk blend in the Tuxedo Cat colorway.
Ooh, that's pretty.
And I'm about probably 3/4 of the way done with this. Got some done. We had a massive road trip yesterday at work. We did a site visit in Lancaster, Texas, which is South Dallas. So we drove to Dallas, had lunch, had a meeting, and drove back yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
It was quite a day. But surprisingly, I did not get nearly as much done. I mean, I knit or crocheted pretty much the entire ride, but I had knitting ADD and couldn't stick with one project. If I had stuck with one project, I probably could have finished something. But this is a patterned, it's kind of long cowl with a patterned stitch. It's got some eyelets and then some knit and purl rows, and then this mesh section with one of them has, one side of it has knit two togethers, and then the next section of it has slip knits, or the other way around, so that you've got this kind of like a herringbone pattern, because you've got the the mesh is going in opposite directions on either side of a purl spine, kind of. It's very busy, but this yarn is probably wasn't the best choice. I think I talked about this last time. This was the Tuxedo Cat is the color of my kitty that died. So this is, I call it Miss Sherman Cow. So I don't really care that it's not, it doesn't show the pattern that well. It has emotional value.
It's pretty.
And it is pretty. Like, even if you can't see the pattern, I like the black and white-ness of it. It'll look really, really striking with a black shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Or a white shirt. I don't wear white shirts very often. So, there is that. Gotta reach. Then I have just a pair of vanilla socks. And this is, I've talked about these the past several podcasts. It's mustache yarn in the Sorting Hat colorway. And which are the colors of the various houses in Harry Potter. And I am 3/4 of the way done with sock 2. I have finished the heel and I'm about 2.5-3 inches past the heel. I've got, let's see, just starting a section. I've got one, the end of the section I'm on now, I'll start the ribbing, and then I've got color blocks that I'll do on the ribbing. And that's all. I will finish these probably by the end of the month. Definitely before the second week of April when I'm traveling, because I want new stuff. Let's see. Oh, and one more. I have the virus shawl, which I was going to cast on soon after we recorded last time. I don't remember who the designer was. What I do remember is the pattern is published and it has, you know, the designer who published the pattern, but it is apparently just a very common stitch powder pattern in Europe. I take that however you want. It's unknown designer, according to the person who actually published the pattern.
Kind of like Granny Square.
Right.
Something like that. It's kind of like this, a shell.
That's really sort of pretty.
I'm using Yarn Carnival in the Shark Week colorway, which is blues and grays with this pop of red. It's nice and morbid, but it's lovely.
I'm like, that's kind of a Katie theme there.
Yeah, I looked at it. They're going to be at Houston Fiber Fest. So
if they have
okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. But it is, now I've memorized the pattern. It has reached the point, and this is a sock weight yarn, a light sock weight yarn that I'm crocheting with a size E hook. And it's at the point now where one of these long rows takes me an hour. And I'm about done. It is definitely big enough now that I could, you know, use it
it's
as
respectable.
A little...
Yeah, it's a respectable length, yeah.
Yeah. I was using...
How much yarn do you got left?
That much. I need to weigh it because I was using this for the Just One More Row knit along, the single skein knit along for 2017. And I think to enter it, you have to have used at least 50% of the ball. And I need to weigh. I'm pretty sure that that's, I mean, it was a substantial ball. This was a,
it was like
840 or something like that. And now I do have, you know, some little scraps that this was one I talked about. I think I told you. When I went to wind this, it had obviously been snipped, either like box cutters or something. So I had several little bits. I didn't give up. I just, you know, would wind off as much as I could and ball it up. Honestly, it's so huge. I'm basically, my plan is to keep going until I run out. I do have two other things that are single skein projects that I could enter. It was just that, it was the intentionality of it that bothers me. I think I want to at least finish this ball of it and make it as big as I can. I'm just kind of over it. because it takes so long and it's so skinny. But
it's so pretty.
But it is so pretty. And I think...
And it will be really dramatic when you wear it.
You were right. You're right. So I suspect that I will keep going. It just will, after the end of the month, it'll probably take a back row.
Can you do it and watch something?
Yeah. Yeah.
So find something to binge watch.
Yeah. And that's what I've been doing. Okay. And this was one I managed to get, I think I got 2 rows done in the car yesterday.
Okay, that's not bad.
I would do a row and then I would work on something else just to kind of give my hands a break.
Right.
And, you know,
it does look hard on the hands.
Yeah, because it's so thin.
Yeah.
But it is very pretty. And then the only other work in progress I have, I did bring part of the fiber that I'm spinning just so I could talk about it. This is Rock and String Creations in the caramel apple cider colorway. It's very autumn. It's got this kind of gold and these color green, would you call that? Like a, not quite olivey, but it's a yellowy. It's got a yellow, scummy green. That's good. And
attractive. Yeah. But it is kind of. But it's a pretty scum.
And then these autumn red sections. I honestly am not terribly thrilled with the color. I'm knitting it. This is BFL and silk. I'm knitting it. I'm spinning it thin. So again, it could be socks. I did it in half. Like I broke the braid in half lengthwise, so each section has the same color repeats. And I don't chain ply, but I'm gonna try to keep the color, it will have a little bit of a striping effect, well, hopefully more than a little bit of a striping effect. It won't be perfect, but I'm hoping that plied together, they will be nice autumn socks. If I don't like it when it turns out, then maybe it'll be a giveaway. The colors are great, but I'm not sure. I'm not feeling them right now. It's like a little too yellowy. I don't know what it is. There's something about it. It's not...
Because you've got the yellow undertones in the orange and the green and the little bit of yellow.
So they're just not quite... Even though I like autumn colors, they're not quite
my colors. On the right person, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need a ginger for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Any gingers want to volunteer? If you post in the group and I will send you some hand spin. If it doesn't make it into socks. Well, let's see. Oh, then I have been working on all the things and finished only one. But the last thing I wanted to talk about is a giant granny square blanket. The last time we recorded, I talked about how I was frustrated that I didn't get the February colorway from Madeline Tosh for the Eat, Sleep, Knit Yarnathon. It was the golden ticket colorway, and I was too slow and didn't get it. And I was frustrated because I had this grand plan of making this blanket that would have all of the colorways, and my plan fell apart, and I was, sour grapes, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then after a few days, I'm like, this blanket does not have to have all of the colors in it. And maybe at some point over the year, I can actually find it in D-Stash or something. And, we'll take it from there. It will still be a substantial blanket with 11 skeins of Madeline Tosh in it. So I managed to snag the March colorway, which is Fizzy Lifting Drinks. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And I've put, so now I have 2 skeins of yarn into it. And it is about a... 15 to 20 inch square so far. And of course it won't grow quite as dramatically, moving forward because I have a lot more, what do you call that? Circumference? Is it a circumference? If it's a rectangle, whatever that is around.
Perimeter?
Yeah. Yes.
We've been doing geometry homework with the kids, so I guess
the perimeter is now bigger, and it will use more yarn to make it around. So, like, the middle section was, probably a good 10 inches, and then maybe 4 inches on this one. So, I didn't bring it. So, I'm making lots of rectangle shapes with my
It's
with my
very hand. Entertaining to watch you like vogue yeah. around.
But that is all of my works in progress. Casting on soon, anybody have plans?
Depends on the weather this weekend. I want to start my Find Your Fade. I didn't put that in there, but I had that last...
It's here.
Oh, it's there from last week. Oh. I have it all wound up and ready to go, so I might work on that, start that this weekend, if it's nice out.
I know that I have... It's not fancy knitting. I have an assignment from the She Who Is My Child, where she comes up to me after church and says, "Mom, you have 1 week to make me a brown shawl." And I went, "What?" Well, evidently they're doing like some kind of reading in church where she's a servant girl and she needs a brown shawl.
Oh, well.
To put over her head. So I'll be doing that in nothing special.
That
and no special design and no special.
You're the bulkiest bulkiest yarn.
A kerchief or something. Yeah, basically. Yeah. I think that's the plan, is that the big yarn, big needles, flying fingers, and it's fine. But it just like I said, it's nothing fancy, but it just made me laugh.
My husband just texted me, and he's bringing me home chicken from my favorite place.
Aww.
I've been thinking about that place. That's where I get my favorite margarita. I've probably talked about it before. It's like a blackberry chili margarita. Oh. It is amazing. I've been thinking I want to go back there, but I was thinking it this week, and my stomach has been messed up, so it wasn't happening this week. But I guess it happened for them. They went to the museum. Sorry. Oh, okay. Tangent here. But they went to the tangent. I mean, they went to the museum, which is very close to this restaurant. So, I have a couple of things I'll do. I'm going to cast on a pair of vanilla socks. I bought a couple of, this is acquisitions, but it's boring. I bought a couple of size 00 circulars because I didn't have enough. Look, I really didn't have enough. And wanted to cast on more socks. And I've determined that I have to do them on 00s or they're just not, they're too loose. So, I bought some needles, and then I have a spreadsheet that has already the yarns that I plan to use for the Just One More Row knit along. And the next one is just some online sock yarn. I think I remember which one it is. It's just one of these self-patterning workhorse yarns. And I'm going to cast that on and just do vanilla socks out of that for the April single skein. And I'm traveling to Salt Lake City the second week of April, so I have a 3.5 each way flight, and then lots of conference knitting, and then the next week I have the Texas Library Association conference with also lots of knitting time, potentially a lot of knitting time. So that'll be perfect for this for April. And then I also plan to cast on Peep Show by Laura Smoot, which was a pattern designed, Undead Yarn did a kit that was yarn dyed specifically for that pattern. I bought the kit. So I'm going to cast that on. I think Laura Smoot is her designer for... She's doing a designer along, and I think that's her April designer, so I think that was why I decided I was going to cast that on in April. Not to mention, it's Easter, and it's peep-themed, and, you know, I have to do it then. They are colorwork socks, and I've never done stranded colorwork, so this will be an adventure. We'll see how it goes. And I have the main reason I did these, I wouldn't normally have jumped at this kit or this pattern, although it is adorable, and the yarn is great, but it's... You know, it's intimidating, but I have a friend who is doing some stop animation movies using peeps.
Oh.
And so these would be perfect socks for her. So I'm going to try to do this, and hopefully, you know, there'll be a birthday gift next year.
It's just the cuff or whatever.
It's just the cuff. It has a, actually, I saved a screenshot of this so I can actually show y'all if you haven't seen it or Okay, I have a screenshot, but it's got a yellow chick and the pink bunny. You've seen it.
It's really cute. Yeah. I had seen that and I had actually thought about it, but then I got freaked out at the last
time. I am a little freaked. We'll see. It's also supposed to have beads. I may just do a duplicate stitch, a little black duplicate stitch over that instead, because I don't have any black beads and I don't think I'm going to go buy them just for this.
I don't know. Beaded socks. I'm kind of on the fence about how they would feel.
Yeah. I mean, it's just on the cuff, so it probably will be fine, but we'll see how I feel when I...
I don't know, if I wore socks with dresses, I might do something like that. But I don't.
And these are probably, I don't know. I don't know how well.
I would do a duplicate stitch.
Much they will be seen. I probably will just do a duplicate stitch.
Yeah, I'd do a duplicate stitch.
Okay, and so that's it. Those are the only two plans I have right now. I'm really on a kick where I want to finish some things, which is like, the Paralucia shawl. I'm actually going to try to pick up my Harvest cardigan and see if I can knock out the last several inches between now and 2 weeks from now so I could take it with me on my trip. I'm literally just, all I have is, probably 10 inches of stockinette and a little bit of garter border. It would not take that long if I would just do it. It's worsted weight. It's just boring. So we'll see. Acquisitions. Katie, you want to talk?
Sure.
Try to talk.
Okay.
So, maybe I'll go out there.
I'm moving stuff off the table. I'm moving it around. Let's see. I showed them, somebody I follow on Instagram. I think Sweater Freak Knits, maybe? She's from Canada. Had these kitty cat stitch markers. So it's the round stitch marker with the little ears on the side. And so I got these from Firefly Notes. She is from Canada. She does lacquered tins. So I got a tin that has a cat in a costume on it.
It's really super. Really cute. The whole thing is just super cute.
Or you can buy the stitch marker separately. It was one of those.
But why would you?
It was one of those very impulsive and impulse buys, and the day I went to buy this, all she had was the kit, which was the tin and the markers, so I got those. Okay, so my yarn haul. I've managed to score a couple of skeins of Lolo Did It, thanks to the yarn hoarder. I love I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Me that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know where that was my whole life until when I was in my 30s and that.
I discovered it on Dr. Demento's whatever radio show back when my husband and I were dating.
And there is a ridiculously cute picture book
that
has the song in the back that I got at a book sale. And it's one of our favorite things to pull out holiday time. It's such a good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So I didn't know about it before for Christmas. But so for all the major holidays Lolo Did It is doing a hippo for whatever the holiday is. So I got a hippo for St. Patty's. I got this on the plush sock, which is a 75 superwash merino, 15% nylon, 10% Tencel, 430 yards. So it's kind of, I would say, a light gray base, not white or cream even.
Yeah.
And then it's got different shades, speckles of green, pops of green, and like a yellow. So I got that. And then I got Hippo for Easter. On a slightly different base, Lolo's favorite, which is an 80-10-10, 430 yards. So it's kind of that same light gray base with streaks of teal blue, hot pink, yellow. Yeah, so I got those. I have no idea what I'm going to do with them.
It's cute.
My last installment of the Knit Circus Gradient Club. I got sock cakes, and these are in the Purple Mountain Majesty. It's a medium set, which is just under 300 yards. It comes caked up into two cakes. So it gradiates from a purple to blue to a gray.
It's really pretty.
It's very pretty. Look at that. And that came with some stitch markers as an extra. And then I was in the Gales Art Sock Club, Sock Blank Club. And so this was the third installment of the first quarter.
That's really pretty.
So it's, what's that? She actually named this one Butterfly Party. So it's kind of a dark cream background with splotches of pink and purple and teal blue. And then she stenciled swirls and butterflies. And the butterflies are in dark purple or black. Yeah. But that'll be really pretty. Yeah, I like that one.
That's really fun.
The next installment was like Vacation. And I only really liked one or two out of them. I'm like, well, I need to probably knit some of the ones I have first before I get those. And then my have another skein a Bull and Vine. There had been a mix up. So this one is Enjoy the Silence under a Footsie base, which is an 80-20. So it's kind of a cream colored base with splotches of like purple, brown, some green, gold maybe. So I don't know. I think that would make pretty socks. I don't know that I would make a shawl out of it. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about making a sock head hat, but I don't know what I would do.
That would be cute.
That would be a cute sock head hat.
Yeah. I love green, but I'm not really wild about this shade of green mixed in here for some reason. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wouldn't make a shawl out of it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I had gotten this actually last time before we recorded, but I didn't talk about it.
I really like that. So cute. That bag.
This is a pink kitty cat, pussy cat, project bag made by A Simpler Home. It's a guy in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee. Him and his partner, or one of them, made them, and they part of the proceeds or from the sales went to some charity.
Mm-hmm.
And this was at the time of all the women's marches and stuff that were going on. So it's really heavily interfaced.
It looks like it's super sturdy. Yeah.
When you try to push it down, it's super heavy. I haven't used it yet. I just stashed some needles in it because but I thought it was really cute. I like the fabric, and I like cats, so.
Yeah, I really, really like
that's
that
fun.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like, so. I would go buy that.
It's got like kind of like that 50s, 60s retro pop art.
Yes, it's the, like the cats
that pop art feel.
That,
yeah.
So I thought it was.
I would totally wear a dress like that.
So that's. Or LuLaRoe leggings.
Oh, yeah. Totes. Yeah.
Those are all the acquisitions I have.
Okay, and I'm going to do mine, and then Darcy can talk about her
My adventure, my shenanigans, yes.
the one thing about recording once a month, things tend to pile up, and you didn't realize you bought quite as much. But I had, I think this was my only, itchy trigger finger moment. You know, there's sometimes when you're scrolling through Instagram, or you're, you know, looking at, you know, just kind of glancing at someone's shop update, you know, something makes you go, oh, and that is a signal for me that it needs to be mine right then. So, and there's a good story behind this one too. So, Dana of Unwind Yarn Company had an update. This was probably early March. She had some vet bills that she needed to cover, so she was a certain percentage of any purchases were going to go towards her cat Doc's, her cat, Doc, vet bills. So I wanted to help out with that. And, you know, I just happened to notice this color when I was looking through her update. And it has to be mine. It's one of her new colorways. It's called Bluffs. And it's, trying to get a good lighting. It's got some blacks, and it's mostly, like, if you look at it, you think blue. But it's got some black and maybe some greens in there and some white. It's nice speckled. Mm-hmm. Not speckled. It's a variegated with some speckles. Yeah.
It's both.
It's an unwind yarn. I mean, she has a specific aesthetic, yeah. And that you can tell it's unwind. So this is really, really pretty. It's in her Journey sock base, which is 80% merino, 20% nylon. This may find its way onto needles before I try. I don't know. I've got so many that I could find their way onto needles. I want to have two socks on the needles when I'm traveling. But so there's that. And then I mentioned that I bought the Peep Show kit from Heidi of Undead Yarn. So this is, it comes with a full skein of like a neon blue, think peeps, like the marshmallow Robin's peeps. Egg. Yeah, yeah. Robin's egg blue. And then two mini skeins of like a canary yellow, neon kind of yellow, and bright, bright bubblegum pink for the rabbit. So yellow for the colorwork chick, pink for the colorwork rabbit. And it came with a little adorable peep stitch marker.
That's that is killing me.
One of the cutest things I've seen in a very, very long time. So, I am excited about casting these on because it's something new and it's a challenge. So this will not be going with me on my travels because I think it will need a little bit more brain space than I will be able to give it. But I am looking forward to casting that on. And then at the same time, when she sent me that, I had won on Instagram a skein of Heidi's Vampiri base in the Wild Rumpus colorway, which was her 3rd anniversary colorway that she did back in the fall and through the winter. I don't think she's doing it anymore. I had knit a Ricky hat in her DK base in this colorway for her as a shop sample. Or I test knit it. No, I...
It was a sample.
It was a sample. Yeah. And it ended up too big for me, so I didn't keep it after the show. She tried to give it back to me, but I was like, I'm not going to wear this. And I don't know if she ever got it, but Tania was going to take it because it fit her.
Oh.
If it never made it to you, I'll talk to Heidi and we will make sure it gets to you at some point. because I want it to go to someone who will wear it. But, so I'm really happy with this. I love the Vampiri base. It's a super soft, sock yarn. So, that's another one that could find its way on my needles pretty soon. And then I mentioned that I snagged a skein of the Madeline Tosh Vintage for the Eat Sleep Knit Yarnathon colorway, and it was Fizzy Lifting Drinks. It was a very light gray base with black speckles. There might have been some other colors in there, but it kind of reminded me of Oreos, like cookies and cream, a little bit. I would not have been. It's one of those colors that I. No.
Now I want Oreos. Thanks.
It's one of those colorways I probably would never have bought, but I really liked it. I crocheted up, and it looks nice with the previous skein that I had used. So there's that. And then I got my Elemental Fiberworks Club shipment, and this month. The theme was Enceladus, and I've probably mentioned it before, but she just does such a fabulous job of matching the postcards that she's basing these off, and she just really gets the colors right. So this is from, I've mentioned this before, it's from a series of NASA posters that are like travel posters for different, different space objects. And this one is like very, very dark reds and kind of a, I don't know what color that is. It's a bluish, like a dark, dark bluish gray.
Like a steel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steel gray, but with a blue.
Yeah. And then some orange and yellow. And this is Merino Tencel. I've not enjoyed spinning merino tinsel on a spindle. It's very slippery, but I have enjoyed spinning her yarn, so I'm interested to see if it will be easier to spin on the wheel. And this actually, this is 80% merino, 20% tinsel. What I had used before, I think maybe was a higher tinsel content. This doesn't have very much. It feels like merino. I can see like the little stripes of it. But her rendition of it, every single one of them is just amazing. So that one, there's that. And then this is not knitting related, but I got this today and I just had to share. So when we went to Austin last weekend, and when we got there on Friday, my friend had a package, and it was her first shipment of Stitch Fix, which Boston Jen and Michelle of Actually Knitting have both talked about Stitch Fix before, I believe. And what it is a service. They will send you fill out your style profile, and they will send you a box of clothing. You can try it on, and you only keep what you want. There is a $20 stylist charge, but you can apply that towards your purchase. So, my friends, it was very exciting to watch her unbox it. And it's funny because she actually did it because her husband was doing it, and he was very excited about it too. He really liked the process. And so I decided to give it a try. Because I hate shopping. And I am terrible at accessorizing and trying to put outfits together. So, let's try it. So I got my first box today. And I was stalking the mail carrier. I spin in front of the window in my living room, and I can hear when the mail carrier goes, like he goes down one side of the road, and I know about how long it takes for him to come back, and it's not very long, and I heard him, and I'm like watching out the window, and after he had gone past, I would like periodically stand up and look and see if he was coming out. I was so excited about getting the spots. So obviously I got it, and they send 5 items, and I'm actually sending 4 of the 5 back, but I still consider this a very, very good experience. So when you're filling out your stitch profile, that's what they call our style profile. They ask, it's a really great survey, including like what colors you don't want, what types of things you don't want them to consider, all this stuff, and your sizes. And they also ask for social media information so they can basically stalk you and kind of get an idea of what types of things you might like. I had given them my Instagram, and I'd also given them my LinkedIn profile so they could get an idea of like what types of professional stuff I might want. And, the letter I got back was just, I was just very impressed. She said that she had checked out my Instagram profile and seen all of the beautiful things that I had knit. So she had sent one shirt that she thought would really, be a nice palette for me to show off some of my knit items. And, I had mentioned that I was going to a conference and I'd really like something fun to wear from the conference. So, she had paid attention to what I had said.
Wow.
And really chose things that, she thought would suit me. And the styles, for the most part, were good. Prices on the items were, this is not Target prices, but it's not Nordstrom prices.
Okay.
So, I ended up, there was one shirt that is actually, that was going to show because I have a picture. But it's got the like the bell sleeves and nice print.
Oh, that's pretty.
And I really, really liked the shirt. And they also had sent a pair of black pants that I really liked. They fit really, really well in my hips and in my waist, but I am a short person, and even petite length, I'm gonna have they're not. I would have been very impressed if they had actually fit. You know, I give my inseam and all of that stuff, but they were probably 1.5 to 2 inches too long. I could have flipped the cuff. And I was kind of okay with them. I mean, they kind of looked okay with the cuff. I mean, they weren't rolled, but they, you know, they were just flipped up.
Right.
And then I was showing Lauren. She says, they're kind of too big for you. And just basically, they fit around my legs and my hips. But from the knees down, they were just a little baggy. Okay. And they just didn't fit. So I'm like, for $88, I'm not paying to have the
other. No.
So sent those back. Another shirt, it didn't, it was too tight around my hips and waist. And then they had also sent a necklace that was, it was pretty. I could see wearing it on special occasions, but I'm not, you know, not enough to spend $30 on it right, you know.
And
right
you're now. Not a super jewelry person? Yeah.
No, that's right. I was okay. I mean, I like wearing small, like right. little necklaces, but this was too overstated for me.
Okay.
And then there was also like a little knit cardigan, which was kind of cute, but it kind of made me look a little frumpy librarian. And I gave feedback on all of these. I was like, you know, as a knitter, I'm pretty picky with my cardigans, and as a librarian, this was a little too stereotypical.
Well, that's good for them to know, because,
right. But, so I ended up buying, I'm keeping the one shirt that I just absolutely loved, and I'm sending it back, and I'm and I'm going to keep, you know, I'll try it at least a few more times. And I think that the more you do it and the more feedback you give it, the better it'll get. Now, that said, I don't really want them to send me back 5 things I love, because then I'll have to decide which to send back, because, you know, I'm not spending that much money on clothes every month. But
right.
it's nice to add a piece or two.
But the,
especially
shirt,
without having to go try it on.
And that shirt looks like something, it's like it looks cute on you, but I don't see you picking that off the rack, honestly. Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's a style that I might pick.
Yeah.
But the colors, I'm not sure I would.
I don't think you would pick that. You would have picked that for yourself, which is kind of awesome.
So that's what I would want. I like. And I think that's why I was so excited to get the box, because I had no idea what was going to be in it. And it was, you know, it was exciting and it was fun. That said, I do have, referral coupons. If anybody is interested in trying it out, you can contact me. I will get like a $25 off or something like that. So
I might try it. I have to dress more professionally these days, so I might try it.
Yeah. I mean, that's one, I mean, no pressure, but if anybody does want to, you know where you can get a referral fee. I mean, a referral code. And I would be happy to send it to you. That is all of my acquisitions. Darcy.
Okay, so my shenanigans. Okay, so over spring break, because I'm still kind of new in my job, I couldn't really take off time, except the last Friday I took off time, and it's wildflower season here. And so we usually go, that's kind of a story, that we usually go and look at the blue bonnets, because quite honestly, it's one of the things I really love about this part of the country, and it's one of the many reasons to say, yeah, it's okay to live here.
Yeah.
Along with, you know, there's a lot of other reasons, of course.
Yes, but it does absolutely, is an added benefit for sure.
It is soul food. It truly is soul food. So, so what we do is we usually drive out east towards Hill Country,
west.
Thank you. The other direction. Ordinal directions, whatever. Anyway, so we go and toward Hill Country, and we usually like go see blue bonnets, and then we usually stop at this one place where they make ice cream, and we eat ice cream there, and then I usually try and find like one more thing for us to do, and I was searching around and I found out that there is an alpaca ranch in Burton, which is just outside of Brenham. It's maybe an hour's drive out there, and
hour
so
from Houston,
hour from oh, Houston, okay. like about hour, maybe like hour 15.
Okay.
From Houston. It's totally doable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Pika Ranch. And the reason why it's called Pika Ranch, I found out, is because her granddaughter could not say alpaca.
Oh.
So she called them Pikas. Mm. So that's why it's called Pika Ranch. Now, if you look at the ad, it's one of those things, they do regular visiting hours, Monday through Wednesday, and then you have to just call.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kind of thing where you pick up and she goes, hello. You know, she doesn't even say it, Pico Ranch. It's a little unnerving. But I said, are you going to be open during spring break? And she said, oh, yeah. And I said, do you want us to call us when we're about there? Yeah, why don't you do that? And, and you know, you look on Google Street and yeah. I couldn't even find the place. So it's like a little unnerving. So we're driving out there on this little country road and we're looking around. And then you come up to this and it's like, I think that's it because it's some gates and you see like cut out alpacas mm-hmm. on it. So, you go on in and there are two gates and let them know that you go in and they have, and it's this pretty little farm. Mm-hmm. There's this gorgeous ranch house and then they've got a little store. Mm-hmm. And then with the super friendly cat, which was a winner for the cat's name is Toes because it has little white on its toes and he's super friendly. And then they have a shop that's full of, mostly alpaca products. Mm-hmm. But there is a corner that has yarn. Mm-hmm. And then she takes you to the barn to see the alpacas. And the boys were up on the hill. And we mostly saw the expecting mamas. And there were about like 15, I'd say between like a dozen to 15 expecting mamas. Mm-hmm. And then there were a couple of babies. And okay, to be honest, I think by that time, you know, it was the end of spring break and I think the alpacas had kind of had it with visitors. They seemed like they were kind of done, especially the babies. That's like you would reach over for some of the babies and they gave kind of that moon eye that dogs give when they're like, I'm kind of not happy with this, but they were very, very sweet. Alpacas are a little small. They're related to llamas and camels, but they're a little smaller and they're a little more docile, although she says they do spit. They mostly spit at each other, and they definitely spit when they're being shorn. Mm-hmm. And they get shorn once a year. And then we saw two of the babies, which were about 10 months old, and then there was one who was named Clarice, who was just peeking around the corner. She wouldn't come near, but just very curious of the goings-on. And then you can't tell that any of the mamas are really pregnant. It's really weird. I asked how long their gestation period is. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, about 11 months. Yeah. Aww. I know. So they're like pregnant for like a year.
Oh my God.
So, one of them and each of the alpacas have like this little plastic chain with the name tag on them. So you don't have to ask who's who, which is kind of, it's handy.
Yeah.
And there was a taller one who was black and white named Starry Night and had super tufted ears. And she was one of the taller ones and one of the more friendly ones. She was the one that I had just put on some chapstick that had kind of a berry flavored. Mm-hmm. And she was in my face snuffing, and, like giving kind of kisses and very, very sweet. So I really think that we need to go there and do like a recording because, who's the owner? Linnell McMahon is the owner.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, she does have yarn and I had to buy yarn. I bought, a lot of the yarn she has there. What she does is they shear them once a year and then she outsources them. She sends them to spinners in Utah.
Okay.
And then her sister does some of the hand dyeing. A lot of the stuff in the shop is like an alpaca bamboo blend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the two that I got is 100% alpaca and I got it. She doesn't have fancy names for it. Yeah, you have to pet.
So soft.
And I found it in a really deep blue that's almost like a blue bonnet blue.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so pretty. It's and like a kind of like a cross between blue bonnet and like denim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
so
a really
pretty.
Deep and it's very, very soft. And I guess it's technically bulky, although knowing the way I knit very tight, it's probably going to kind of treat it as worsted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, like, I think I'm thinking a cowl that'll be soft and around my neck soft. and make me think. Yeah, I don't think it'll be too itchy.
No, I think that will be nice.
So those were our shenanigans, and it's the kind of thing, it was really fun to do. I think we would definitely go back. I wouldn't make it the only thing to do out there. She was talking about being at Houston Fiber Fest, but I think she's missed the cutoff for this year.
Oh,
And I think she's exactly. Yeah. And I think she's concerned. She's concerned that they wouldn't have enough products, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of new. She says she's just started knitting herself, and she says she's kind of new to that part of the scene.
Mm-hmm.
She could try like yellow rose or something.
I had talked to her about that. She's super nice. She's really super nice, super enthusiastic. I think she's more into like the showmanship kind of it. It's almost like the wool part is an afterthought.
Yeah.
And they are sweet. But I think we need a field trip at some point. It's fun. Totally doable. It's totally a doable kind of thing. And to support, you know, she had some other colorways. I'm like, yeah, I would buy some of that too. So those were our shenanigans. That was really my only acquisitions, but it was an experiential acquisition as well.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Speaking of the events and experiences, upcoming events, I will be going to Yellow Rose Fiber Fiesta. The Texas Library Association is the week of the 19th through the 22nd, and Yellow Rose is the 21st and 22nd of April. And TLA is in San Antonio this year, which is only about 30 minutes or so from Seguin, where Yellow Rose is held. So my plan was to drive back on Saturday from the conference and go to Yellow Rose on my way home, but a couple of wrenches. The first one was that the closing speaker, which is at 2 p.m. on Saturday, is Chelsea Clinton, and I would really like to hear her speak. Although I didn't care enough for it to stay around on Saturday just for that. And I looked at the sessions in the morning, and there really is not anything that I really want to attend. So I'm like, I'm not going to hang out until 2 o'clock to hear this. I'd rather go to Yellow Rose.
Right.
Well, then a coworker of mine asked if I wanted to drive with her, and I was like, well, this is the deal. Like, this is what I'm planning to do, and if you want to go with me, then you're welcome, but otherwise, maybe not. And then she was interested in seeing Chelsea Clinton. And then when I hung out with Jeanette and Heidi in Austin last month, we were talking about it, and both of them are vending at Yellow Rose. We were talking about it and about how far it was. And basically I decided that instead of leaving and coming on my way home or having to miss it altogether, since there's nothing I want to do at the conference on Saturday morning, I'm going to drive to Seguin and go to the festival and then drive back and go to the last speaker and then drive back with my friend. So, if anybody's going to be there, feel free to come up and say hi. I won't be there too terribly long. I don't know what time it opens on Saturday morning, but it's, you know, at least a 30-minute drive in and out. So I would say I'll be there probably an hour, hour and a half-ish.
I'm thinking about taking a day off that Friday and going, because I've got a dance. Okay, so I'm taking belly dancing every Saturday, and so that kind of like puts weird crimps on what we do on weekends. So I'm thinking about taking that Friday off and driving out. I can't remember what time they open on Fridays, though. I'll have to look. I have a flyer.
Probably 10, I would think.
So, I mean, worth enough then. Maybe I'm hoping the traffic would be easier on a Friday, too. Maybe I'm dreaming. I don't know.
Well, you're heading west versus heading into town.
Right. So.
And spring break's over.
Yeah, so let me know if you want to.
I have that Friday off.
Oh, okay. So I'll look and see if I have enough vacation. Maybe we'll just go.
Yeah.
We'll go on Friday.
We'll get all the good bags.
Y'all will be there probably while I'm presenting. I haven't even started my presentation yet. Whoops. So, and then I assume that all of us will be at Houston Fiber Fest.
That's the plan. I have it written in my calendar.
It's end of June. I'm really looking forward to that. They released the vendor list this past week, or was it the week before?
This past week. Yeah, I was taking a look at it.
There's a lot of good vendors. If you went last year, there's a lot of repeat vendors, and there are some new ones, too. There's also, I noticed that Gritty Knits was on the list, and she wasn't there last year, I don't think, but she, yeah, she was. Oh, was?
Yeah, she was right in front, right as you went in the door.
Maybe I was expecting...
Yarn Carnival wasn't there last year. She was at Yellow Rose, but not
maybe I expected Gritty Knits to be somewhere else.
That she's one of the coordinators.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm thinking. There, maybe there was something that we went to that I thought she would be at that she wasn't. I don't know. Either
Yellow
way.
Rose. She wasn't maybe, at Yellow Rose. She was at the one Yellow Rose we went to. But not
or maybe
the...
I have to was think thinking about. She'd be at Stitches and wasn't or something like that. I don't know. But there are some other new ones. Oh, gosh. I saw somebody. I don't remember who was on the list that I was excited to see. But it will be good. It was really fun last year. I'm planning to... I'm hoping... They have listed the like head teachers and are JC Breyer and Lucy Neatby, which is fantastic. I've looked at the classes they're going to offer, and neither one of them is really offering anything that I want to take. But I'm hoping some of the local teachers might have something. I would like to do like a full experience, if possible. Regardless, I am really, really interested in going and hanging out like we did last year.
I have to think about what I'm going to do for Stitch Markers because I had so much fun doing that and meeting people. It just kind of took some of the edge off of meeting people. And so I'll have to figure out what on earth I'm doing for that.
Yeah.
And if we want to do a special one.
Oh, yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, we talked about doing it.
I don't know if that was for... Was that for End of the Wall when I was going to do the Shrinky Dink ones?
Maybe.
At some point, if anybody has the... If either of you have a color printer, we could do...
I don't have a
color printer. Oh.
Yeah, we could. I have at least one, maybe two. I don't...
So I'll get the film. Maybe we could do some Shrinky Dink.
That could be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Thanks for listening in on that side conversation.
Yes. let's see. Anything else? Any other upcoming events? I can't.
Somebody want to drive me to Dallas for?
I will not be at DFW.
For DFW.
Yeah.
I would go, but I don't.
Is it the weekend after?
It's the weekend after. Yeah. I really want to go, but I'm not comfortable driving myself that far.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot. That's a long. That's not an easy drive at all.
It's not that hard. It's only like 4.5 hours, but.
But it's a hard drive. It's
especially if you go up 45.
It is a hard drive. Yesterday. Where is this bullet train that they've been promising us forever? Right?
DFW, here I come.
Yeah. Right?
And it's not like I need yarn.
I don't understand the words you're using.
But I would like, you know, and Miss Babs isn't there this year. I would probably drive myself if Miss Babs was there.
Maybe someone will hear your call, the siren call. I wish I could drive myself that far. I wish I could go, but that is the weekend before I'm going to Salt Lake City. So I am not.
Your kitty Jethro is helping me bind off my shawl over here. He's got no fault. Hello. Hello, goofball.
He plays a good weight.
So let's see, moving into so that was not the end. I guess the only next thing that would probably be coming up would be Stitches Hexes. And I definitely plan to go this last weekend, I think. It's the next to last weekend of September. I'm planning to go. I think Katie was planning to go. Maybe we can convince Darcy to go. I will drive. If you have vacation time, can take.
I should have vacation time by then.
Probably drive up either Friday morning or maybe Thursday evening. Probably Friday morning. I don't want to make that drive at night.
I'm not a fan of night driving as is.
I'm not either. And hopefully it won't rain. Like, we got lots of rain last year. So let's see. Moving on to non-knitting segments. I have a little bit of In the Kitchen. It's kind of... I pimped Stitch Fix before. I'm going to pimp Martha and Marley Spoon. So the last time I talked about doing the Martha and Marley Spoon meal box, I think was when I was having issues with delivery. I was able to recommend the boxes themselves. I wasn't necessarily able to recommend the service. But since then, I've had absolutely no problems with them at all. And I've tried Blue Apron and I've tried Martha and Marley Spoon. The prep and the time required seems to be less for Martha and Marley Spoon. And it tends to be much more doable for a weeknight than Blue Apron. Blue Apron, I gave up on doing on weeknights because it would take me easily twice as long as what they projected it would take. So, anyway, that said, we'll get them and then we'll end up like putting them off, and doing them over the weekend or doing them the next week and having like four boxes for the week instead of two, just because we'll get busy or you won't feel like cooking or, you know, for whatever reason. But, the two that I've made most recently were both so good that I wanted to talk about them. One was was Irish beef stew with cheesy mashed potatoes. And if this was a St. Patrick's Day menu item, and both of these were super easy, didn't take a lot of time and were delicious. So it was just a beef stew. It had potatoes and it had parsnips and carrots. Well, surely it had, no, it didn't, because it had cheesy mashed potatoes.
I love me some parsnips.
Yeah, I do too.
That I do, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I really love them.
I had never had them until about 3 years ago. Two or 3 years ago. And, I discovered that I really like them. So it was, you know, just a basic beef stew with carrots and parsnips, and of course it was supposed to have onions, but I don't do that. And then you make these cheesy mashed potatoes, you put the mashed potatoes in the bowl and then ladle the beef on top of it. It was so good. It was just one of these really hearty meals. It was delicious, super comfort foodie. And then the other one was Italian tortellini soup, which I'm not a big soup person, so the fact that we did two recently was surprising. But this one I made just the other night. We were, like I've mentioned, I had a stomach bug. The whole family had the stomach bug. And we were finally feeling like eating again. And I didn't know what I wanted. Nothing really sounded good, but I knew I needed to eat. And Jimmy's like, you know, if you cook that Marley Spoon, you probably will feel better just having done it. Right. I was like, okay, fine, I'll do it. And this was also really, really good. It's just a really basic broth. And then you cook, it was like these, some type of mushroom tortellini in it, with spinach, wilted spinach. Super, super easy, and it was really good. And cannellini beans.
All those things are really good.
Absolutely delicious. This was one of those that it would be really, really, really easy to recreate without doing a meal box. I know Blue Apron, you can see the menus, I think, you can see the recipes without being a member. Of course you don't get the box without being a member. I don't know if Martha and Marley Spoon is the same. If it is, then I'll link to the recipe for these too. But that's what I was wolfing down before I was on my way. I had leftovers of that. But that turned out really, really good. And Jimmy was right. I did feel better having cooked and eaten like a real meal.
Right.
So that was it. I don't think there was anything else. I've been sick, so I haven't cooked a whole lot. We did cook a pie. I did bake a pie for Pie Day. When we did the Girls Night Out a couple of years ago at my house on Pie Day, I made the lemon pie that had the saltine cracker crust.
Oh, yeah. That was really good. So I made that
because it was really easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've reviewed that in a previous podcast. If you ever want to go back and search, I'm sure I have it linked somewhere. I'll try to find that and link it, too. That's all in the kitchen. Like I said, I've been sick, so I haven't been in the kitchen very much. Reading and watching. Katie or Darcy, want to talk? Crickets?
I'll go. In the middle of a row or whatever. So
go for it.
I'm going to fill up my water.
Okay.
Quick.
You got enough room?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Last time we recorded, I was reading Dawn Study, by Maria V. Snyder. It's, adult fantasy. It's, I think, the final book in that series about Yelena and Valak and their friends. So I finished that. I gave it 3 or 4 stars on Goodreads. And then I am currently reading King's Cage by Victoria Aveyard, which is the third book in the Red Queen series. It is taking forever to read this book. I don't know if it's because I'm tired and I can only read for 20 minutes. And it is over a 500-page book. But I'm struggling to read it. I think it's a little longer than it needs to be. But this is a very popular YA series. Mare has been kidnapped or is being held hostage by Maven. So there's all the politics of that. You know, is Maven really in love with her or is he just toying with her? And of course she's being suppressed, repressed, whatever, so that she can't use her powers. So I'm finally about 70% the way through that. So that's King's Cage by Victoria Aveyard. And then, on a whim, I taped the whole season of Taboo with Tom Hardy. I know who Tom Hardy is, but never had really watched a whole lot of stuff with Tom Hardy.
I don't think I have ever watched anything with Tom Hardy.
He's very mumbly, but he doesn't. Well, so Taboo is like, he plays this character named James who has spent years in Africa living, running wild, living with the natives. Apparently got, is like, there's like magic or mysticism involved or something. And his father dies, so he comes back to take over the company that his father, had. And then there's a few wrenches thrown in, like he inherits this piece of property off the coast, west coast of the United States, Canada, and the British Crown is trying to take it from him, and they're going to any and all means to try and kill him or take it away from him, basically. And he's not the best guy in the world. it's pretty violent. But he's growing on me a little bit. So I'm about, I think there was 8 episodes and I'm about 5 episodes in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's all I really got to report.
You want me to go?
Sure.
I've actually been doing more reading than knitting. I finished Norse Mythology by my book boyfriend, Neil Gaiman.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the all kinds of bestseller lists. I enjoyed it. It's a retelling of Norse mythology. If you like reading that kind of thing, which I do, then you'll enjoy it. If you're looking for something that's uniquely Neil Gaiman, there's sparks here and there, but it's
that's
not,
what I've heard.
It's not a Gaiman book. It's a fun read, especially with American Gods coming up very quickly, mm-hmm. which I'm very excited mm-hmm. about. But I did enjoy it. I liked it. I had to give it back before, I had to turn it in before my husband could get to it, and I think he was kind of mad about it, but oh well. I also read The Soul of an Octopus by Cy Montgomery, which is nonfiction, and it's basically about her interactions with octopuses at the aquarium in Boston, I think mm-hmm. it is. And it's fascinating. They're so intelligent, but it's a different kind of intelligence. And it is a kind of touchy feely,
more than say like a pure biology, but it was, it was a fun read and I really liked it. We also got to, I got to review a copy that if it hasn't been published yet, it will be soon. It's a graphic novel called Evane, The Night of the Lion by M.T. Anderson. And it's, I bring it up because it's, I'm kind of a failed medievalist, and it's based on one of the many tales by Chrétien de Troyes, who was a, he was a French poet who really we get the Lancelot stories from, and it was one of the side King Arthur knights. And the artwork is very, watercolor. Watercolor plus pen and ink, and it's like if you, again, it's like if you really like fairy tale or those kind of things, it captured the feel of it, and it had a real ambiguous ending, which I really liked about it, so it was a fun read. And and as I was working through something for work, I was getting ready, Felicia Day is coming to Comic Palooza.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm really excited. So I was putting together a virtual bookshelf of people who are coming, and then I realized, hey, you're never, her book, You're Never Weird on the Internet Almost. The audio, I don't do audiobooks, but this one was available, and I thought, okay, and I am so glad that I'm doing this as an audiobook. I'm in, because her voice is so strong.
I think, I don't do audiobooks on a regular basis either, but memoirs like this, I think, It adds something to it to actually listen to them read it.
The only thing I'm kind of disappointed is, as when you check out the audiobook, it does give you a it also gives you a copy of the PDF of the book, because she refers to certain embarrassing pictures, and I'm not able to get to that PDF on my work computer, which is kind of frustrating.
Is it blocked?
So I can't see the embarrassing pictures yet, so I'm going to have to check out the book so I can look at the embarrassing pictures. But I am I've really enjoyed it. It's like I listen to it on my commute, and I'm kind of in between. And then the other book that I wanted to mention is actually a coloring book.
Yay.
I've been going through some depression, and I forgot that I had pre-ordered Jenny Lawson, the Blogus's coloring book, You Are Here. It's these wonderful designs that she does when she's on book tour and has like panic attacks. One of the ways that she calms her down is to do like pen and ink drawings. Ooh, cool. And so they're usually really complex kind of things. And then she put them together in a book with a whole bunch of text. And I got all weepy when I read it the first time, and I've been actually coloring it and enjoying it, and
that's really cool.
It's got perforated edges so that, you know, you can tear them out and frame them and feel happy, and or you could just read it as a book too. It's really, it's a pretty book.
That is cool.
It just hit me at the right time, and I tweeted to let her know, and then it's like, and then she was like so supportive, and then all these people are so supportive on Twitter because of it, because that's who we are. We're all a bunch of nuts with our weird anxiety disorders. But it's a fantastic book. Like, if you like to color and you don't mind swears, then it's great.
Okay, and then let's see, me. I finished The Friday Night Knitting Club by Kate Jacobs that I was reading the last time I recorded. In general, I liked the book. I did not care for the ending. Not gonna give away any of the ending. It was not the ending that I would have liked. So I don't think I'll read more in the series, but it's one that's been on my to-be-read list for many years now.
Is it worth picking? Because I've been thinking about it. I've been trying to figure out whether or not I want to.
I don't know.
Because it looks almost too chick-lit for me,
in a way. It is very chick-lit. I liked the yarniness of it. You know, I liked the setting with the knit, you know.
No, was it dumb yarniness or was it good yarniness?
No, it was good yarniness. Okay. Yeah, I read some that are dumb.
I've read some that are super dumb.
She must be a knitter. This was good yarn, you know, good yarn store type stuff. And the characters were good. I liked the characters.
Was there a pattern?
There were no patterns, but there were little knitting tips. Yeah, I needed a pattern.
And it, see, because it's like
pattern might have made me feel a little better about it.
I will give in to like a lame cozy mystery if there's a pattern involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't know. I would say
it needs a pattern.
If it's one of those that. Like, for me, I probably would have read it no matter what, just because it's been on my list to read for so long that I probably just wanted to do it. But it's not something that I would say, you have to read this. I'm currently reading The Girl in the Red Coat by Kate Hamer. This one is really good. It's very readable. It's pretty disturbing, I guess is the right word. It's told alternatively from a little girl's perspective and the mother's perspective. The little girl, she's 8, and she is, she and her mother get separated. They go to a storytelling festival, and the girl disappears. And I don't think it's spoilers to say she's kidnapped. It's not spoilers because it's told from the mother and daughter's point of view. So the man that takes the little girl says that he is her grandfather who she has never met, and that her mother has been in a horrible accident. And she doesn't know any better because she's never met him. And it is very readable. I like it, but it's definitely not an uplifting book, at least not at this point. I'm about halfway done, maybe a little more than halfway done. Is that the right word when it's a book like this? It is a good book, and I am into the book.
Okay.
But it's, you know, it's not like, it's like not uplifting.
But, I think that's another book that's on like one of my borderline read, I mean, and then like, I'm good.
I'm very interested to see how it plays out. It has the potential to end, well, not end badly necessarily. I don't have any idea how it ends as far as the girl, you know, the outcome with the girl. There's an element of it that has the possibility to not be of my liking. But I'll talk about that when we're not recording because I don't want to give any spoilers. But it's definitely worth picking up at least at this point. I will report back next time we record, if you follow me on Goodreads, you can see if I have anything to say about it. I'll probably finish it this coming week. And then I'm also reading Yarnitecture by Jillian Moreno, this is a nonfiction. This is a spinning book that I got with some birthday money, and it's one of those that I will, you know, especially weekends, like I'm sitting and drinking a cup of coffee, I'll pick it up and read a little bit on it. And it is very well written. I'm learning a lot about spinning and technique, and it's specifically intended for commercially dyed braids of yarn, or not necessarily braids, but fiber, as opposed to hand dye. Hand dyed, yes, but it's not telling me how to prep it and dye it myself. It's specifically, you know, you're working with the color and different ways to prep it for spinning and different ways to ply and that kind of stuff. And I'm really enjoying that one. And so far, I can highly recommend that one to any spinners. I might do an actual review of it when I finish it. I might bring it and do a review. And that's it. We haven't been watching anything regularly. We're still, I think I mentioned that we've been watching the CNN Presents on the Decades series. We watched the 70s and the 80s, and now we're watching the 60s. And that is actually, that's a really, really well done series. I'm sure we've watched some other stuff, but it hasn't been, you know, nothing that we haven't been binge watching anything. I did finish the season of Victoria, and I really enjoyed that. I have not watched any more of the The Crown? Is that the one?
Yeah, I got bogged down on that one, too.
I watched probably, maybe, I might have watched half of the season. I'm not sure. Maybe not that, maybe not even that much. But I will probably watch more. I just haven't had a chance. I'm fairly caught up on the podcasts that I watch. I'm woefully behind on audio, mainly because there have been so many days that I haven't been at work or we're on vacation. And if I'm not driving by myself or at work on a break, I'm just not listening to them as much. And I'm now in the mornings, my daughter and I ride just to the park and ride together. So I'm not listening to podcasts in the morning like I was. So mm-hmm. I am woefully behind, but I plug along and get them.
Oh, I forgot to say what I was watching. That I have that, I'm all excited because RuPaul's Drag Race started last night. And Lady Gaga was one of the guest judges. Yeah. And actually, that was really, really fun because she's so amazing. I really like her. And the way she kind of, and this is no spoiler because this was, you know, all on the internet anyway, but you know, when all the queens are walking into the workroom, mm-hmm. she disguised herself as one of them, and it mm-hmm. took them like 2 seconds to say, wow, that was a really good Lady Gaga impersonator. Wait a second. And it was really fun. And then I'm also watching a couple of YouTube. Tabletop is back. And on alternate Wednesdays, Geek and Sundry also does something called Escape Room with Janet Varney. And it's a bunch of like B-list people who do escape rooms. And it's really fun.
I might like to watch that.
I think you probably would. Yeah. And it's kind of family friendly, even mm-hmm. though, you know, they're swearing at each other and yelling at each other because it's an escape room and they're
My kids have worse mouths than I do these days. So
I'm just trying to figure out whether
my kids being 18 and 20 years old.
Right, as opposed to my 9 year old. Yeah. But I don't know, my 9 year old said something this morning that we both went, whoa, no. So yay, parenting.
Yes. Okay, so that is all for today. Let's see, looking at a calendar. It's almost April, guys. Wow. I would say you'll probably try to work, I don't know, depending on Katie's work schedule, probably last weekend of April, first weekend of May. We will plan. And I hope everyone is having a great spring. I hope everyone is more healthy than I have been. And we'll talk to you in about a month. Bye.
Bye.